With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Alex Hager. The state has issued a new public health order with aggressive measures to slow the spread of COVID-19. Gatherings and events are now limited to no more than 10 people. Retail stores are allowed to remain open, with fewer than 10 people in the store at once. Restaurants can still have takeout service, but only 5 or fewer people can wait for food at a time. The new order will run through April 17th. Governor Jared Polis also announced that he would be extending the suspension of downhill ski area operations through April 6th, saying that it's a necessary step to help slow the spread of the virus. In Pitkin County, officials say new analysis shows evidence of community transmission. Eagle County officials say they believe hundreds, if not thousands, of community members have contracted the virus. Garfield RE2 School District's spring break starts next week, but students have been out of school since last Thursday. Today's the last day the school district is offering breakfast and lunch to students, but over spring break, other local resources will help students and their families with food if they need it. Molly Duff has more.
The Garfield RE2 School District is offering free breakfast from 8 to 8:30 a.m. and lunch from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Rifle, Silt, and Newcastle today. Tomorrow and next week, Lift Up and the River Center will provide a mobile lunch service and other food resources for families. Teresa Hamilton is the Director of Communications for the school district.
We are trying through this emergency closure to ensure that as many of our students as possible can have a nutritious meal.
I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
All Colorado schools are closed until April 17th. Garfield RE2 School District will resume providing breakfast and lunch to students Monday through Thursday on March 30th. A small wildfire was contained yesterday afternoon off Highway 82 between Algebel and Carbondale. Shortly before 2 p.m., Carbondale and Rural Fire Protection District was dispatched to an area near Flying Fish Road. They found a 2-acre fire rapidly moving through the grass and threatening 3 homes. The fire was contained by around 4 p.m. with no structural damage or injuries. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.